This is Akashvani. The news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu today attended the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Raipur. Addressing the function, the president said the task of connecting people affected by left-wing extremism to the mainstream of society has reached its final and decisive stage. The president appealed to the women legislators to always be ready to promote women working in various fields of life. She said that when women empower each other, our society will become stronger and more sensitive. Both the Houses of Parliament was adjourned till 2 p.m. due to ruckus over the reported remarks of Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar on changing the constitution for reservation to a particular minority group. BJP has launched an all-out attack on Congress over Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar's statement. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, BJP MP Sambit Pratha said that the statement reflects the views of Congress Party and Gandhi family. Meanwhile, Congress has accused BJP of stalling the proceedings in Parliament. Talking to reporters, Party MP Pramod Tiwari alleged that the ruckus by the Treasury bench in Parliament shows that the ruling party wants to pass important legislations in bin. Another Congress MP, Sashi Tharoor, alleged that the ruling party, whose responsibility it is to run the parliament, has chosen to disrupt the parliament, which is disappointing. Government today said the total forest and tree cover of the country is over 8,27,000 square kilometers, which is over 25% of the geographical area of the country. In a reply to the Lok Sabha today, Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, said the current assessment shows an increase of over 1,445 square kilometers in the forest and tree cover as compared to the last assessment of 2021. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today held a meeting with Leader of the House J.P. Nadda and Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge on the issue of recovery of cash from the residents of Delhi High Court Justice. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has withdrawn judicial work from Justice Yashwant Verma with immediate effect after a large stash of cash was allegedly found at his official residence following a fire. The decision was announced in a note issued by the High Court today. The Mumbai police has registered an FIR against stand-up comedian Kunal Kamra for allegedly making defamatory remarks against Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde during a show. Officials said the police also registered a case against nearly 40 Shiv Sena workers for allegedly vandalizing the Habitat studio in Mumbai's Car area where Kamra's show was filmed, as well as a hotel on whose premises the studio is located. In the nearly two-minute video, Kamra mocked the rulings NCP and Shiv Sena, a police official from the MIDC police station said, adding to it that an investigation is underway. South Korea's Constitutional Court has overturned the impeachment of Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, reinstating him as acting president. In a 7-1 ruling, the court dismissed Mr. Han's impeachment, with two additional justices opposing the impeachment motion entirely. National Assembly impeached Mr. Han, who was serving as both Prime Minister and acting president, citing his alleged involvement in former President Yeol's December 3 declaration of marital law, among other charges. Meanwhile, the court has yet to decide on the impeachment of former President Yoon Suk Yeol's, a matter that remains crucial for the nation's leadership. Representatives from Russia and the United States have begun talks on resolving the Ukrainian conflict at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The Russian delegation is led by Grigory Karasin, head of the Federation Council Committee on International Affairs, and Sergei Veseda, advisor to the director of Russia's Federal Security Service. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds of up to 40 kilometers per hour over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana and South Interior Karnataka today. According to the IMD, similar conditions with thunderstorm and lightning will be present over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, hot and humid weather conditions will prevail in isolated pockets of coastal Gujarat till tomorrow. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.